This is VOA News via remote. I'm Joe Palca. Japan's top government spokesman said on Tuesday it was extremely important to maintain the framework of Group of Seven meetings. The comment comes after U.S. President Donald Trump said on Monday that he has not yet decided whether to invite Russian President Vladimir Putin to this year's summit meeting.
We would invite him to the meeting. I think he's an important factor, but we will invite certain people that aren't in the G7.
Russia was expelled from the then so-called G8 group in 2014 after annexing the Crimea region from Ukraine. The Japanese chief cabinet secretary also said it's up to the U.S., this year's chair country, to decide what form the forthcoming summit meeting will take. Meanwhile, the Russian president says that a coronavirus vaccine developed in Russia has been registered for use, and one of his daughters has already been inoculated. Speaking at a government meeting on Tuesday, President Putin said that the vaccine has proven efficient during tests, offering a lasting immunity from the coronavirus. He added that one of his two daughters has received a shot of the vaccine. The Russian authorities have said that medical workers, teachers, and other risk groups will be the first to be inoculated. Belarus opposition candidate Svetlana Tsikhanouskaya said Tuesday she fled to neighboring Lithuania after a second night of post-election demonstrations in Belarus with clashes between protesters and police. Tsikhanouskaya, who rejected the official results that showed her losing to longtime President Alexander Lukashenko, said leaving Belarus was a difficult decision, but that she did so for the sake of her children. The opposition candidate went into hiding ahead of Sunday's election after police detained two senior staffers and seven other campaign members. She did reemerge in order to cast her vote. This is VOA News. U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo is launching a week-long trip to Central Europe with a stop Tuesday in the Czech Republic, where he's scheduled to give a speech and have a dinner meeting with Foreign Minister Tomáš Petříček. The Secretary of State is also set to visit a museum commemorating the U.S. role in liberating the region during World War II. The top U.S. diplomat's trip comes as the Trump administration looks to confront Russian and Chinese economic and geopolitical competition in Europe. A week after tons of ammonium nitrate exploded and leveled Beirut's port, Lebanon's Prime Minister Hassan Diab announced his government's resignation as nearly 300,000 remain without habitable housing. The August 4th detonation at a port warehouse killed at least 163 people, injured more than 6,000, and destroyed swaths of the Mediterranean capital. For many Lebanese, the explosion was the last straw in a protracted crisis over the collapse of the economy, endemic corruption, waste, and dysfunctional government, and they have taken to the streets demanding root and branch change. The White House signaled on Monday it is open to more negotiations with opposition Democrats on a coronavirus aid package and willing to spend more money in order to reach the deal. President Trump signed executive orders on Saturday extending a portion of the expired benefits to millions of unemployed workers and deferring payroll taxes for many employed Americans. White House spokeswoman Kayleigh McEnany talked about a timeline as to when the money would reach the people.
Pinpoint a timeline other than we'll be working around the clock, and we encourage Democrats on the Hill to come back. Secretary Mnuchin has said he's willing to review any proposal because the American people deserve better than the games and the partisanship they've seen from Nancy Pelosi, Chuck Schumer, and their Democrat colleagues.
President Donald Trump was abruptly escorted by a U.S. Secret Service agent out of the White House briefing room as he was beginning that coronavirus briefing on Monday afternoon. He returned minutes later saying there was a shooting outside the White House that was under control. President Trump said there was an actual shooting and somebody's been taken to the hospital. He says the shots were fired by law enforcement and he believes the individual who was shot was armed. The shooting took place just blocks from the White House, according to two sources with knowledge of the situation. More than 734,000 people have died globally as a result of the COVID-19 virus. It's more than 163,000 in the United States and more than 101,000 in Brazil. No other country comes close. Number of worldwide infections has hit another milestone, this time 20 million and climbing. For more on all these stories, be sure to visit our website at voanews.com. Via remote, I'm Joe Palca, and this is VOA News.